Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hiya, I'm the husband, and I'm here. But I'm also my own man, so don't label me.
That's what you think.
Don't just label me as her husband. I know she's done a comic relief in that, but I'm also retired stand-up comedian, Chris Ramsey.
You're not retired yet. It's lovely to have you all back. Hope you're all keeping well.
Yeah.
Hope life is serving you good.
Yeah.
And positive plans. I feel quite good today, considering.
You just feel good and positive because there's Easter eggs in the house.
There is. Oh, God.
That's what's happening.
I love Easter eggs. Watched a video today, though, which was, I found really upsetting. It was a it was on Instagram. It was just one of them daft scrolly ones. Somebody was rating Easter eggs, like out of 10.
Right.
A lot of the Easter eggs that they had bits in. And I'm not living that life.
I don't understand what you mean by
so
bits.
Loads of companies of Easter eggs have brought out Easter eggs of that thing. So like Kit Kat have an Easter egg where it's like an Easter egg with loads of bits of wafer in.
Oh, so mini it's like eggs a, it's have like them egg with Kit Kat.
Yeah. But like
Oh no. I'd like to try that.
Oh, you see.
See, I get bored by just the chocolate of an Easter egg.
No, it's
I like a bit of texture.
Me.
No, this is great.
They were all textured. They were all textured. I was like, what happened to good old fashioned Easter eggs.
Yeah, look at that.
None of that shite in it. Don't be mixing it all up.
Oh, here it is. You're going on a march. You're going to go on a march about having the bits.
Maybe
bits
I
of the
might.
Chocolate.
Maybe
so
I might.
I do find a full Easter egg. Just, I find it, I can't eat. I mean, you could, we all know you could, you know, you could take half an Easter egg, fill it with melted chocolate, drink it, and then eat the Easter egg.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, like a full chocolate bar, I need texture.
Oh.
I need to...
Need a bit of something, do you?
So come on, tell me which ones now have bits in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Kit Kat have got bits?
Most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
But is there still an option to not have the bits?
Because
that's where you've got some problems there. Like,
I really hope so.
Hold on, because we've got Malteser ones downstairs and there's no bits in
the egg.
They
don't have bits in.
Right,
weirdly,
so
though, that's one I would actually quite like.
Oh, you are impossible. What is this? God. Fucking Goldilocks.
Well, they had a Ferrero Rocher one.
Oh, that's obviously going to have bits in. Yeah. Oh, it's just chocolate, isn't it?
They had the really, can't get away with the really posh Easter eggs.
Honestly,
if it's over £3, I don't really want it.
Yeah.
Really want it.
Two places. Well, I mean, I don't like over the top posh chocolate anyway. I never have. Like, you know, when you go to these little cake shops and stuff. When you go to a cake, you walk past a cake shop, sometimes they're in London or in little cities or little villages. And when all the cakes are shiny.
Yeah, you
they're all like, there's a lot of, there's a little flower on it. There's a lot of shit going on. And there's a lot of decoration. I'm like, oh, nah. I want a Vicky sponge that looks like someone's fucking sat on it.
I want a ginger cake, like proper ginger squared tinned cake.
Right. Yeah. No.
I'm
again.
Sorry, I upset you.
No, you've upset us there. No. But I like genuinely like like me and Robin go to a trampoline park and the trampoline park does cakes and the cakes are unbelievable.
Are they really?
It's Jump 360 in Newcastle.
Aye.
And they do a Vicky sponge and they do a red velvet.
You don't need to abbreviate Victoria sponge.
Listen, time is money. Time is money. You're wasting so much time.
The Vicky sponge is upsetting us.
A Vicky P? A Visp. Right, I like a good Visp, but it looks like it's been sat on. Cream, loads of cream, right? Bit of jam. Hello. What? Dusting of sugar on top? Yes. Is it even? No, but that's the beauty of it. Yeah? But none of this, you know, glazed,
ganache-looking
fucking things.
We've always said this. Who's eating the tarts with the geet, like, plastic fruit on? Who's eating them? Who is getting that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, listen, actually... Could I be a bit of a dick because I've never really tried one?
And they do look lovely. I guarantee if I whip one out now, you'd scoff it like.
I actually, you know what? Saying that, the older I'm getting, the more I like shit cakes.
What do you mean, shit cakes?
So the older I'm getting...
new nickname, shit cakes.
Shit cakes. Ew, wouldn't have one of them. So if somebody... Now that I'm like 30, nearly 38, okay? Mm-hmm. If somebody said after the dinner, there's a lemon tart. 10 years ago, I'd have gone, you fucking what?
That's still
a lemon tart. Yeah. Absolutely not. Nah. Where's the chocolate fudge cake?
Yeah.
Where's the Arctic roll, right?
Yeah.
Proper old school.
Arctic roll.
But nowadays, if somebody said there's a lemon tart, I'd go, oh yeah, I could fancy that.
Yeah.
So I just think taste changed.
If someone says to me there's a lemon tart, I'd say, where's two reasons I'm gonna get this lemon tart? Either I'm gonna dispose of it and do everyone a favour, or I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna smash it in your face for making a lemon tart.
No, I would probably
get to the shop now and get me a Twix.
I love a lemon drizzle. Oh my god, lemon drizzle
get
cake.
Get your lemon out of me cakes.
Nah, lemon get deserves lemon. To be in a cake.
Nah. I will allow strawberry as long as it's not an actual bit of strawberry. I will allow strawberry jam. I will allow strawberry flavouring. All of that fruit and veg can get out of me cake.
Do you not like a banana cake? God, I love it. Oh, God, a banana
really
loaf.
Had one.
Me nana makes banana loaves.
Have I had one? I might have had one. I don't know. I think I feel triggered when I hear banana loaf because every dickhead made it in the lockdown, didn't they?
Oh,
I couldn't get fucking flour or bananas for love nor money. Nightmare.
Yeah, true.
I was going to say back to Easter eggs. Easter eggs and advent calendars. Keep them cheap. Keep them cheap.
Not too cheap, though. Because you're spilling into cheap chocolate land, which, you know.
Oh, God, there's so many rules. This is a fucking nightmare.
You're spilling into the land of when we were younger and my parents didn't have that much money, but my mum would do, like, cooking with her.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be like, oh, we're making a cake. And should have bought these shittest chocolates.
Oh, bless her.
And you go,
The thing is, I know your mum would have bought the nice chocolate and the shit chocolate, ate the nice chocolate for herself in the middle of the night, and then made the shit chocolate cake the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a Dairy Milk, but I woke up 3 in the morning and came downstairs and ate it.
She's got problems, man.
She
wakes up hungry. Hilarious.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sticking with this bollocks for as long as you have. A welcome if you're brand new. And obviously, again, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but please subscribe or follow or whatever the fucking hell goes on your podcast apps, because it would help massively, apparently. Again, don't know why, but it's just one click, so why not doing it? We're doing all this for you for free, eh? Honestly, I tell you what, you ungrateful bunch of... Sorry.
Sure.
What are you doing, stretching?
No, my arms hurt. Rafe loves a carry.
He loves a carry these days. He's like a
flipping monkey.
Yeah.
I carried him for most of the day yesterday, and today I'm a bit sore.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not.
You're going to put a soldier on?
Eh? I'm okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Brave little shit cake. Listen.
Do your podcast.
Podcast. No. I'm not doing funny. We're better than that. I'm not doing funny voices.
People enjoyed it.
No, I'm not having it.
I got at least 3 comments of people enjoyed it.
People really like. Roll out the stupid voices.
Like your podcast.
Listen, it is episode 262. Thank you so much. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is something that's been happening to me a lot in my life recently. I don't know if it's happened to everyone else with kids, but it really fucking pisses us off when it happens. And I love my kids dearly. I love them so much. But this week's sponsor is kids getting annoyed about coffee. Dad, you smell of coffee. Oh, turn the coffee machine off. I can't hear the telly. You're the fucking reason I have to drink this shit. You and you alone.
It's not shit. I wake up in the morning dreaming about coffee. We went to bed.
It's called addiction. I know. You're addicted to coffee.
We went to bed the other night and I said to you, I was like, oh yeah, excited about your coffee in the morning.
Already thinking about my coffee.
I know.
Already thinking about my coffee in the morning. But it's their fault. That's my point.
Oh yeah, I know.
Can't hear the telly because we've got one of them ones that goes like steams the milk and it does the grind. It's quite loud. It's quite annoying.
Best money we've ever spent.
Oh, we've had it for like nearly 10 years. It's fantastic. But still, and they're like, turn it down. I'm like, fucking, it's you. If you slept in, I wouldn't need to drink this as soon as I wake up so I can function.
Talk to me about our kids sleeping. Listen, because I swear to God.
Tell you what I thought the other day.
Yes.
People we work with, people we know who need a morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need my coffee. I can't function before my coffee. And they haven't got kids. I'm like, fuck, when you have kids, you're going to have to move on to cocaine or speed or something. There's coffee. If you need a coffee now, it's not going to touch a fucking side. You're going to have to wake up and knock a couple of bloody Tony Montanas up. Morning, everyone! Honestly, I was thinking, fucking hell. Eesh. But yeah, kids, man. Love them, but I haven't got a fucking clue, have they?
They just get up early, every day. Love every it. Day, they just get up early.
Jazz hands, 5 o'clock, boom.
And they just love coming in my room and I'm like, I'm just, it's just a lot.
You'll miss it when it's gone.
And I will, but I will. Yeah, I will. This is what's so annoying. I told you, didn't I? I took Ray from Marksy's yesterday. He had a little trolley, which by the way,
you're spending our money in Marks. What? It's not Christmas.
It was a it's treat. Not, no, it was lush.
It's not Christmas. What are you doing in Marks and Spencer? Getting the shopping in? The fuck do you think you're playing at? Taking him as well.
Listen.
Him grabbing stuff, putting it in the trolley.
It's Easter the day. Lovely hot
cross buns. No wonder. You have to split your hot cross buns down there. There's them little... I'm trying to watch what I'm doing and you brought in them... Oh, you brought in them iced buns with jam in the middle.
I love iced buns.
I
know.
I put one in Robin's pat lunch a day. I was like...
By the way, did he have any sort of nutritious food in this pack lunch?
He had that apple that's been in his bag for 3 days that he refuses to eat. Brilliant. That's back in there. That's back in the old faithful on its return tour. Every day. That apple. It's done some fucking miles, that apple.
I swear to God.
You won't eat it.
What was I saying?
You were in Marks's with Rafe. You'll miss it.
Yeah. So, shout out to supermarkets that do the kids' little trolleys.
Shout out to Morrison's in Sunderland. Someone's nicked them all.
Yeah, I know. They haven't got them anymore.
The lady said someone's nicked them. In the Morrison's in South Shields, they've got security tags on them.
Oh, that is grim.
Fucking tragic, isn't
it? Oh, God, yeah, for God's sake.
If you're out there now, right, and you have one of the Morrison's supermarket, kids' supermarket, that you've nicked from the supermarket in your home, shame on you.
Shame on you. Go on Facebook Marketplace and get a second-hand, like, kids' trolley. Literally, you could probably get one for about £4. Yeah. Anyway, that aside, it depends what kind of kid you got, because Robin, I could never have got him that. Never. No. He'd have broke people's legs.
Rafe.
Nay bother, good as gold. Anyway, an elderly lady came up to us and she went, I assume she might not have any grandchildren because she actually said, my son's 57 now.
Right.
And she said, and I miss it so much. And normally, Rafe was really well behaved yesterday. If he's not, or if they're both not, I'd be like, yo, yeah. I won't, blah, blah, blah. But she actually said to me, she said the word, she went, you're so lucky.
Aww.
And it's proper stuck with us. Yeah. And I don't know, I was just like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
We are. You know, we're very lucky. Enjoy and I will it. Miss it. But then at 3 o'clock this morning when I was being kicked in the tit.
Sorry about that again.
I will not miss it.
Clarification, it wasn't me. I'm joking.
The hilarity of our children, though. I'm sorry this is a really long introduction.
Doesn't matter.
They seem, for some reason, I think they seem to think our marriage is like dead.
Yeah.
Because Robin is like, why aren't you and Dad sleeping in the same bed? And I'm like, one, he snores. And two, you do. Like.
But we've got a really good, because we see each other so much. We work together much. Even when we're in the house together, we don't watch stuff together.
No.
We don't watch things. You watch your stuff out. We have separate nights. It's really nice. It's healthy.
I am a massive believer of not sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being funny, right? Save your sex for other times. You know, people are like, we've said it before. Who's having sex when you go to bed?
Oh, not the end of
a
long day.
Are you mental? Absolutely not. And not just that. When I go to sleep, I'm asleep. Like, I don't need to touch you. We turn over.
Yeah.
Why are we in the same bed?
In fact, if you touch us, I get quite angry.
Same.
Yeah. So there you go.
No, I think separate beds.
And again,
for life.
Keep touching us. You know what you get? You get a kick in the teeth.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Just in case you didn't know, I found out something new the other day.
Oh, new thing.
It happened. This is how mad our relationship is. It happened and I didn't say anything to you because I thought, I'm going to say that on the podcast.
Okay.
On the podcast.
On the podcast?
On trains,
yeah.
You're not allowed straight vodka.
Eh?
So, the gentleman who was next to us, who had the 2-hour-long phone conversation...
Not a gentleman. Pain in the fucking ass.
I use the term gentleman very loosely.
Oh, so sorry. Just to give it... So I'm very, very self-conscious of talking in public on my phone. Very self-conscious. Yeah. I've said before, people who just walk down the street with the phone on speakerphone, holding it out like it's a fucking sandwich, shouting and screaming, have some humility.
Oh, they've just been dragged
have
up,
some
though.
Shame.
They've been dragged up.
I don't even know what they're doing. I'm just arrogant fucking pricks. But this bloke, he must have been on the phone to some kind of customer services.
Mm.
And he was just, he was speaking a different language, but he was just going absolutely ballistic. And then he was doing that thing where he was dipping in and out in English and then into the other language. And he kept going, can I record this conversation? And then he was belting off about something else.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he kept saying, can I record this conversation? And then, so I don't know if it was like, he must, you know, I maybe an energy company. Or I don't know what it was, but he was going ballistic. Mm-hmm. Not even in the vestibule, just right next to what on the train. And even when the other person was talking, he was going, and he was like grunting. I was like, he's going to fucking smash this phone all over the floor, yeah.
Well, he asked for vodka straight.
I wish they'd give him it to calm him down.
Well, the woman was like, you have to have a mixer with it. And I thought, well, I didn't know that.
Wow.
You have to have a mixer.
Yeah. And did she mix it?
No. So I was like, well.
Pointless.
Pointless. Really pointless.
Absolutely. Absolutely stupid. That's.
Like.
You have to take this can of lemonade as well. Okay, yeah. Bye.
Don't you love rules, though?
I love this can of lemonade back. I hate stupid shit rules like that, yeah.
I secretly live for them.
Well, you just go, I've got to do that, and you go, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go. You're not allowed straight vodka on the train.
Not allowed. I mean, you are, but you've got to sit
with
a mixer within a couple of feet of it. Yeah. Brilliant. Bloody broken Britain. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. This might be quite triggering for you.
Oh, God.
But I thought we'd just take a minute to talk about Bruno.
Right. Right. Don't. Don't. Right. Don't.
So in our family, our children's attention span is the same as probably like a gnat or, you know.
Goldfish.
A goldfish.
Yeah.
Our fault because, you know, we live in the 21st century and they've got screens and they've got Netflix and they've got everything at the touch of their...
Just listen to us. Look at what we do for a living. We're
mental. So... we have watched Encanto about... Well, actually, I've seen it all the way through.
Right. Oh, check your privilege. Congratulations.
I watched it when Rafe was a baby.
Oh, did you? Great. Yeah. No interruptions.
Yeah. Chris has never seen the end of Encanto.
I've never seen past where she ends up realising that Bruno's living in the walls of the house.
And he has no idea why nobody can talk about Bruno.
I've got no idea. Honestly, every time we sit down and watch it, I could recite the first... 45 minutes of that film.
I've seen it inside out. Why don't you talk about
Bruno? I don't know why you talk about him. I don't know what happens. I don't know. I don't know. It's a mystery.
I don't know it well enough to tell you.
I don't want you to tell us. I want to find out somehow.
Can I sort of tell you?
Because it might be spoilers for people listening. There might be other people in this situation. But our children have let me watch the beginning of it. I'm not kidding. Six or seven times I've seen up until he's in the
thing. It's our wedding day.
Fucking, and obviously the songs come on Spotify in the car as well, so I know all the songs.
Yeah.
Never, I've got no idea what happens in that film, and I have no idea why they don't talk about him. Don't know why he's been living in the walls. I don't know what's going on.
Put it on tonight.
Watching it by myself like some kind of weirdo.
Put it on from the bit. Stop going back to the beginning.
They'll not let us, man.
They will.
They'll go, what's this?
Well, get them playing outside and then just watch it on your own.
Brilliant. I thought through the year. Kids get outside in the rain. I'm watching Encanto. Jesus.
Shush.
We're going to Disney for me, though. For me, not for you. Daddy's going to Disney. Gives me Mickey House ears back. Honest, no idea what's going on in that film. And I'm waiting. I'm curious to see if it ever happens. Like, if I ever end up seeing it naturally. I'm curious to see if I naturally ever do. I'm not going to go out my way to do it, but I'm going to hopefully come across it. And I'll be on my deathbed, honestly, going, Rosie, why don't they talk about Bruno? And he never found out.
Oh, God.
Great. Hey, great first half of the film.
It's brilliant.
Great first half.
Really good.
Hey, honestly, I'd say I'm hooked, but I haven't been given a chance.
Does the candle go out? Who knows?
I don't know what's going on. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Just before we do the beefs, you're going to be quite proud of us, actually.
Okay.
I've learned the Mario Brothers, the beginning of the rap.
Really?
Yeah.
From the movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, well, so... I sing the boys songs before bed.
Yeah.
But don't like lullabies. They do not. That's they will not have.
Been over this before. Your lullabies are so depressing.
They are.
There's one about a kid the blind with no orphan. Eyes. Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He's got eyes. He's just blind.
All right,
but
okay.
he's an orphan.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's another one. They're horrible. They're all about dying and that.
They are very sad.
Awful.
Oh, down in the valley.
Down in the valley. Yeah.
The valley so low.
It's horrible.
Hang your head over.
Stop.
Might be about death, to be honest.
Yeah, they're all about death.
So I've learned. So instead, I sing I sing a lot of, I sing Lady Gaga to them. Mm-hmm. They get lots of, you know, they get.
Can't wait for you to get this rap wrong, because you're going to get this rap
wrong. I did a very slow, instrumental, kind of chill version of Mbop by Hanson the other night. Wow.
But can we have a rendition of that, please?
Yeah. You've so many relations in this life, only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife, you turn your back and it's gone so fast.
Nice. Ooh, that's, yeah. That feels like it's the same speed.
And it's gone so fast.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Get to sleep, you prick.
Yeah, but you can't tell me to go to sleep while singing mm, but it's quite catchy.
Bop, da. I really slow it down. Da. Ba do up, dip it up.
Nah, it's still.
It's still not a bit.
Lullaby, you know what I mean?
Poker face is better. I do great. Poker face. carry my. No, we can read my poker face.
That's all right.
She ain't got no love, nobody.
Is that what the words are?
I don't know.
You've made that up. Maybe. I've never known what that bit is.
Maybe. But they asked for Mario Brothers rap. Okay. And I was like,
can I cue you in?
Yeah. Robin taught us it last week. Right, okay. Ready?
Do, 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 do.
We're the Mario Brothers and Plummins are game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your singer's in trouble, we'll be with you on the double. We're not like the others. You'll be hooked on the brothers.
Embarrassing.
To the bridge. Oh, what did I get wrong?
Two words wrong and then you went, oh,
God.
We're the Mario Brothers and Plummins are game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sinker's in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others. You get hooked on the brothers.
To the bridge.
No, that's the next verse. Oh God.
Is it two verses?
Oh, yeah, there's two
verses.
What's
the second verse?
Oh, hold on. What's the second verse?
No.
You're in for retreat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You meet Coopers and Troopers, the princess and the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you get hooked on the brothers. To the bridge.
To the bridge. Right, there you go.
That is the theme tune from a Mario TV series from the 80s.
Is it the same word?
Same word, the first bit. First bit's the same word.
Rave likes that, doesn't he?
No, not the film. A mad TV series played when two blokes played them. It was like a kid's show. Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Loads of versions. So yeah. There you go.
There we go. Okay. I might put them to sleep. I might put them to bed at night.
Oh, feel free.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, shh, guys, you ready? Ready? Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? Want to copy me and do exactly like I did? Try Sid and get fucked up worse than my life. Oh, sorry. Get beeped up worse than my life. Shh, go to sleep. Hi, my name is... What? My name, go to fucking sleep. My name,
I would shady. I would sing sadder songs, but I get really upset.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I tried singing Wind Beneath My Wings once to them and I was a mess.
Come downstairs. Kids, you should be asleep. Daddy, mom's crying again. She's wetting me pillow again. Me pillow's soaking.
Got to keep it light. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
My beef with you
is
you telling me to not shout stop when you are about to crash the car.
Wow.
Because
straight
you're arrogant.
In there.
Yes. Wow. Yes, because I'm still annoyed off the other day, which you still haven't apologised for. Mm. You're an arrogant,
arsehole
driver.
I already stopped it when you started shouting.
You had not. Right, okay.
I
am not going to sit.
And we weren't moving.
I am not going to sit in a car, right, ever in my entire life, no matter who it is.
You're the worst
taxi driver, whatever. Good. Because I'm not going to sit there and just for you to not be bad-mannered, crash the car and go, well, I knew it was there, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
We weren't moving. And I went to pull out, and the other guy went to pull out, and I put the brakes on. And as I put the brakes on, you were like, Jesus Christ! Like we were, Rosie, stop! Like we were going towards a fucking school bus at 90 mile an hour. It was absolutely ridiculous the way
we were
you went
in my
on.
Car. We were in my car. Why do you always drive?
Pathetic.
This is what I hate.
Honestly, I am not going to drive anymore.
Good.
Because you
fucking
are.
Good. About
you're
time,
the
mate.
Worst passenger
you're
in the world.
You're the worst driver in the world.
Nah, you're the worst passenger. What you do is you put like pressure on and you ask things and you like get involved and then I've got to deal with you and driving at the same time. And then anything happens and you're like,
You get distracted so easily.
You're fucking bleating on.
It's not.
You are
one of them people where you're talking and if you're talking about something that you get passionate about, you can't concentrate on the road and you're just talking and I'm like, I don't care.
Listen,
drive.
I hate to do this, right?
What?
But Let's get it out there, right? Let's work out all of the miles we've done all over the country. I drove myself around for the first sort of 5 years of my career every single night, hundreds of miles, absolutely fine. I've got the mileage on you. I've got the experience on you. And you need to wind your fucking neck.
Because I think the problem is, I think you passed your test too early. I think you were too young.
I passed when I was 17.
Yeah, exactly. 17. That's
getting the mileage. I'm getting the mileage on my belt.
No, I had a bit more life experience. I'd crossed a lot of more roads when I did my test.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
You've crossed a lot more roads. I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to drive down them. They wouldn't have surprised you fucking passed. Clip. It was ridiculous. You're a horrible passenger.
Man.
You're horrible, horrible passenger.
Well, just, okay, right. Hands up, right? When I'm driving, if I make a mistake, I go, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And I always put my arm out to save people.
Yeah.
Across. But I always say, sorry about that. Sorry, you don't.
I've never made a mistake driving.
Oh my God, you make a mistake and you never say, sorry, that was my fault.
So I would have said sorry, but you went, fuck! Oh God, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, help! It was pathetic. I was more irritated than anything else.
It's not pathetic.
We weren't moving. We weren't moving.
You nearly crashed moving. Into the other
We car. Weren't moving. He was fucking miles away.
He was not. Oh my.
Pathetic. It was pathetic.
Feet away.
Pathetic. It was absolutely pathetic.
What's your beef with me?
Anyway, listen. My beef with you, okay?
Can't be to do with that.
Listen, it's not. My beef with you is, so various times you try and scarp at my activities. Obviously, the joke being that I pretend you go out loads and I don't, but I do go out and I have my mates around and have stuff and that. And every time I go down...
You had the lads around last night.
Listen, every time I go to the UFC or to take the lads down to London on the train, there's always magically a rail strike, which I think you're behind.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I'm going over the lads.
That's me.
But last night, you took it to another level. My mates came round and you tried to murder... You tried to murder in cold blood one of my friends.
Don't.
You actually tried to kill one of my friends.
Right.
Just because you didn't want me and the lads to have a good time.
I still...
Listen. I'm ashamed.
I haven't got over this.
Shocked.
I haven't got over this. And I would never do that because he's actually my favourite one of your friends.
Yeah.
So I would never...
Everyone listening, honestly, podcast, like Netflix documentary coming out about you.
No, right. So, Chris's mates came around yesterday. I was going to make his all tea, but you decided to get a pizza.
Yes.
And then I made my tea, which was delicious, by the way. I'm going to have some heated up for my lunch today.
Mm.
It was chicken thighs in a...
Awful.
In a satay sauce.
Yeah. I was going to have some of it, but I saw you cutting up the chicken thighs and I was like, that's going to be like eating a bowl of elastic bands. Sinew and shit.
Yeah, you're ridiculous. Shouldn't eat meat, but that's whatever. So... It was the first time I'd ever really actually used like peanut butter in a recipe. And Jordan, your friend, has a severe nut allergy.
To peanuts.
And I was like, do you want to have a taste? And he was like, what's in it? Luckily,
last minute. Oh, you were plating them up like you were putting coriander on it. He loves a bit of coriander. You are ready. Like, yeah, your napkin down his top and that, hand knife and fork. At the last minute, you went peanut butter. And he went, well, I can't. It would have been, honestly, it would have been horrible.
I know.
It would have been absolutely
And then,
horrible.
Do you know what's so funny? I had a dream last night that Rafe had a nut allergy.
Right.
And I had to take him to hospital.
God.
Don't know where you were. Nowhere to be seen.
No? Probably in the other bed. Probably in the other bed on the side of the house.
Didn't want to wake you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, attempted murder. Add that to your list. Nick, and what was it? You nicked from Superdrug back in the day. You've done something else. Attempted murder, I know. Oh, she's
Wipe me arse on a towel when I was little.
Wipe your arse on a towel, hand towel. Notching them up, honestly. Absolute jailbird.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home,
but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public, public,
public.
We should have probably got a professional jingle made by now.
No,
4 years in.
Waste of time, waste of time.
I enjoy doing it.
I enjoy doing it. Sometimes you don't do the pop, 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 and I like, but I look at our little recording thing here that I don't really know how to use, but when we do the pop, 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 it does loads of little sharp lines, and I think, oh, we nailed that time.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good little thing. Love you too. Well done. Oh, we're touching hands. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Right. Hi, both. Please keep this anonymous for reasons that will become apparent. Only three people, in brackets, as far as I know about this.
Ooh. Mm.
When I was 25/26, I went out with a shy girl who was a deviant behind closed doors.
Quiet ones are always the worst.
Yeah.
Quiet ones are
ladies
always the worst.
Lady in the street, but a freak in the bay. That's me.
I'll add that
isn't
to
it?
Me.
Is that me?
I'll add that to me nighttime songs for the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed. Say, yeah, yeah. Shorty got
you
down.
You gotta do it in the lullaby.
Shorty got down, said, come and get me. Yeah. I was so caught up.
Slow
forgot
man.
She told me. Yeah. She and my girl were the best of homies. Next thing I knew, she was all go to sleep. All up on me. Shut your eyes. Screaming,
without knowing.
Yeah.
Without knowing it, you're just going to like be raising two fucking deviants. Like, why are there absolute pervs?
There is a song, actually. There is a song singing them normally that has got whispering in that'll be really good.
Which one?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I don't know what that is.
It's a really, really heavy metal song-ish. Oh. Although it's probably not, you know, someone like Ed Gamble would hear that and go, that's not real heavy metal. Mm. But, you know, for me, it's heavy metal.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the rest of this?
Nah, I'm all right. No, I do, yeah.
Her parents were both GPs.
Ah, there we are.
Oh,
there
GPs always marry GPs, don't
GPs,
they?
GPs, yeah.
GPs proper stick together.
Yeah. They really don't do, they? You know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you think it's because they just get it and they get offload?
I think so, yeah.
You probably, actually. This is. I always think of these jobs with, you know, like, what's it called? When you tell people your secrets and they can't tell anyone. What's it called?
Confessional.
No. When they have to keep your secret.
Oh, doctor-patient confidentiality.
Confidentiality, right? Yeah. If you marry a GP, can you share your confidentiality between each other?
I imagine they do.
To offload and be like, well, you're a GP, I'm a GP. Or like lawyers, or like counsellors, you go, well, you can't go leave this. Because that must be hard. Confidentiality must be really hard.
Well, I think GPs marry GPs just so that they're not married to someone going, oh, what's this, Mark? Yeah, can you look at my throat? Yeah. Can you look at my arsehole again today?
There you are. Imagine if you, oh God.
Me married a GP.
If we ever split up, you'll marry a GP. Just for a personal diagnosis.
There's a GP who rules, goes to jiu-jitsu.
Of course
and
there is.
Like, sometimes I want to go, check me little arm, can you check me up? But I don't want to hold back. He's a nice guy.
Right. For now. In brackets, the relevance of this will become apparent. Okay. The GPs will come into it later.
GPs and they've got a freak for a daughter.
Got a slag daughter, which is lovely in real life.
Okay.
I'm like the opposite. I'm a freak in real life and I'm really plain and shit in the bedroom. Like, just.
I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Stick it in. I'm not moving.
Those days have gone. I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah. I know you've really got us in a really bad time of life because I used to be a freak.
Oh, no, I've seen the photos. But now. I've seen the photos.
What photos?
Yeah, here's what you could have won photos of.
They're not the bedroom photos, though. I was a lot more exciting, but now. Yeah. Locked in.
You have your moments.
I love you. I love you though.
All right,
I do put some effort in.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you have a shower.
No. Why would I have a shower when I'm going to have one straight after? Why would I do that?
Yeah, good point.
And if you think I'm going to have spunk dripping out of me all day, it's not happening.
That's lovely. That.
Hey. Is this still quite a popular podcast? Right, listen.
People listen to this.
Listen. She lived in an annex of her parents' home. Right?
Money.
Yeah. That's that GP money. So privacy / noise / shenanigans were never an issue.
Shenanigans.
Got her own bloody annex.
Shenanigan annex.
Granny annex.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Is that where shenanigans comes from?
No.
We're giddy today. One night, she persuaded me to do bondage stuff.
Oh, Christ alive.
I was gagged... fuck me. I was gagged and tied on all fours.
Good job my fucking mum and dad are GPs.
Well.
Oh, no.
Why did you say these things?
Oh,
just chill
God,
out,
is this
you?
It? Oh,
right, so
God.
Listen. I was gagged and tied on all fours, so safe word...
Horrible. Nah.
Was substituted with me tapping loudly on the headboard.
Absolutely not. What are you doing, man? What's everyone doing?
I don't know. Oh, is it us that are weird, though?
Nah, but honestly, like, I reserve the right. I know people say you shouldn't judge. I reserve the right to judge. If I was with someone and they were like, oh, can I tie you up and put you on over and tap on the headboard if I hurt you? Go and fuck off,
would you be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, like why, gotta, yeah, why got, is this got to be done? Yeah. Well, I'd be like, okay, then you do that, right? And then afterwards, right, I'm gonna get you in a Darce choke and a tap out before you pass out.
Mm.
See if you enjoy that as well. Because awesome. What the fuck?
They need to watch out.
We're fighting. Oh, we're shagging. Why is it? Do you like us or not?
Yeah, true. Listen, so they got to tap loudly on the headboard. Problem was, I had interlaced my fingers before tying and my hands were about 2 foot short of the headboard to tap. I was basically wrapped up like rope parcel. Anyway, some spanking became something a bit more extreme when I felt a squirt of cold lube on my bum hole.
Never in the world.
Cold and all. Go with it, I thought.
Oh, that's the problem, man. Warm it up, love.
Go with it, I thought, and see if it's any good.
Go with it, I thought.
She started to push a dildo into me.
This is
a bit of the way in. A bit of the way in, I decided it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I tried to tap out. Oh fuck, I can't reach. So in an effort to stop the drilling of my back passage, I clenched.
God, that's the thing though, like ah, yeah, you love it, don't you, dirty boy? afterwards he's like crying, he's like, I couldn't reach the headboard.
Now, for context, this wasn't a realistic dildo with balls, but an old school vibrator, plastic and smooth. Her hands were covered in lube and my anus was equally as slippery. As I clenched and she unwittingly pushed it in my arsehole, effectively sucked it into me.
Oh my God!
Oh fuck, was her response. Not ideal. So it's gone. Because it does. Your bum holds on to stuff, doesn't it? Don't worry. It's poking out a bit. I'll get help. Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh God.
Then the most unnecessary addition to any sentence ever. You stay here. No choice, love. I'm trussed up like a butcher's beef joint with a 6 inch of plastic inside of me.
I'm sorry. I would never get over someone's mom or dad coming in and having to pull a dildo out of my arse.
Listen.
I would never get over that.
She returned minutes, in brackets, it felt like hours later, with her mum and some string.
String?
Apparently. It was that or an ambulance to avoid full loss of this sex toy inside of me if I was moved. The emergency operation involved her holding my cheeks apart as her mum basically lassoed the base of the vibrator and slowly pulled it from my slippery anus. It took a few attempts and I'm not going to lie, I wasn't hating it. Weird, I know. Please don't judge me.
Technically, you've had a threesome. Congrats.
Chris, you're going to die, right?
First of all, can I just pause you there? As a parent, I really do feel like you will realise you've gone wrong somewhere when you are in your annex lassoing a dildo out of your daughter's boyfriend's
arse. Okay, the thing is...
I think you think, right, something, we let her watch something she shouldn't have watched here.
I know, but just, they're not kids. They're older. They're in their 20s.
But right. What you do, yeah.
So, okay, then put it in this scenario, right? Mm. And we'll do it boyfriend, boyfriend. So one of our sons, they've got a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And this happened. And they literally came running downstairs and they're like, oh my God, I need your help. I would, like,
yeah,
I would have to go and help.
Yeah.
We would have to help.
You have got no chance of me going up there and helping. Go, you got a mobile? You know them three numbers? 999. I'm popping to the pub. I'll leave the door open. Let us know how you get on. Carpet cleaner is in the garage if you need it. I'll see yous in the morning. Hopefully both of you. One of you might not make it, but that's on you.
Yeah.
Good night.
I am not
pulling a dildo out of a stranger's bum in my annex.
Yeah.
You could stick it up your annex.
Yeah, true. I know, but I would have to help. I would have to.
Yeah. Mams are better. And most people are better humans than me, but yeah, come on then. So
right. So listen.
So mam comes in, he's in the weirdest threesome he's ever been in his life. He's loving it. His mam's got string around, he's trying to pull a dildo out of his arse. He's having great. I mean, the fucking small talk after that's gonna be great.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't hating it weird, I know. Please don't judge me.
Brilliant.
As it was
I'm judging you.
No, not that. As it was exiting, I couldn't think of the situation being any more embarrassing. I can assure you I was wrong.
Oh, I know exactly what's happened here.
As it was evacuating me,
oh, God almighty.
I orgasmed and farted simultaneously.
I didn't expect that.
The bed with semen and her mum's arm and chest with speckles of now brownish lube that my now well-used bumhole decided to rid itself
this
of.
This is one of the worst things I think I've ever heard in my life.
He's come out of him.
That could be the love of your life and I would never see her again. I would literally be like, look, this wasn't meant to be. Give us a ring when your mom dies. And I know that's really dark, but I'd be like,
so
I can't. No, I can't see that woman
you
again.
Could you?
I can never see that poor woman again. Ever.
Imagine my mum, though. You're quite close with my mum.
Not that fucking close.
Really get over that?
Then again, though, GP, I bet you, because bedside
well,
manner.
Yeah.
I bet you she made him feel like not weird about. Like I'm sort of backtracking slightly because I feel a bit harsh, but I bet you, GP bedside manner. I bet you she made that as. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As,
we've all been there. We've all done it.
All right, son, don't worry. Oh, just popping in the bathroom.
God, Johnny at the end. Oh. I showered and joined them in the main house to receive a lecture on the need for a wide base on anything that was planned on being inserted to me in the future.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. The fucking teaching moment. Oh, God.
Listen,
I've
son.
I've ordered you some more online. It has to have an anchorage point so that it can't disappear up your bum.
Oh, grim. I stayed with her for a while but had to move on when she asked me for her birthday if I could watch her getting double teamed by two bouncers from our local nightclub.
Wow.
The moral of the story, steer clear of shy girls and dildos.
That's what you wanted for a birthday?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I mean, where do you go from that?
I
hope it was a milestone birthday. I hope it was like 25 or something.
Who knows?
God, you get that for your birthday. What do you get for Christmas?
Squirty 30.
That's disgusting. I mean, each to their own, but crikey.
Each to their own, Chris.
I went, yeah, but bloody hell, I was going to get you a gift voucher.
I mean, if you think
I was going to get you a cinema pass.
If you honestly think, I would love a cinema pass.
Shut man.
If you honestly think that I have any, like, want or need to be fucking, what's it called? Double, like, trained or whatever.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No? No fancy that?
No.
Two seconds.
I barely bring myself to have sex with my husband.
Hello, lads. Yeah, no, she's not up for it now. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, cancel it. I'm sorry.
Was it going to be for Easter?
Yeah, send them all back.
I'll still have eggs.
Yeah, you've got the wide-bottomed ones, yeah. No, send them all back. Not up for it. Ruined. Okay. Right, back to the drawing board. Right, see that. Sorry, I was talking.
I'd rather have a spa day.
Even pretend. I'd rather have a spa day!
Hi Rosie and Chris, a long time listener, first time emailer, but I immediately thought of you and had to share. Last week our electric shower caught on fire. Who knew water and electricity would be bad?
Wow.
Long story short, my husband has been forced to have nightly baths until we get it sorted. He hates baths, complains about how much it costs to heat the water and how you can never get clean.
Yeah.
He decided to only put 6 inches in the tub to save money.
Oh, God.
Then after scrubbing clean, he realized he needed to wash off all the soap suds.
Yeah.
The solution, which I wish I never witnessed, was to log roll and basically empty bath.
I can see him like a fucking alligator.
Have we said this one before? No, we just talked about baths before.
No, you've never said it before. No.
He lay on his stomach with his arms crossed underneath him and his legs bent so his feet were in the air, then awkwardly began to roll onto his back, legs flailing, arms stuck underneath him while his body dragged against the bottom of the tub, making that horrible squeaking noise.
That's awful.
Yeah.
One, why is she there watching? Give him some privacy. Two, get a jug, you idiot. Just get a jug.
Victorian wash.
Yeah, well, yeah, do your bath, get a jug and just pour it on yourself. Or you can go on Amazon and get them things where it's like two little, it's a hose. It's a shower head and a hose and then it goes, you can get them out.
On the tap.
One or a two. So you put it on each side, like a mixer tap. Like, what are you doing? And if he's whinging about getting dirty, well, of course he's getting dirty because he's taking the dirt off him. There's 6 inches of water. Mm-hmm. Depending on what he does all day, the water's probably a slightly different colour. So you're rolling around in dirty water. Get fresh water from the tap. Jug yourself. What's wrong with you?
I'm telling you now, I won't have a bad word against baths. People who don't like baths, it upsets me.
Yeah, your bath and habits piss me off a little bit though.
Why?
You have the quickest baths ever. All of that water, you're in there for 30 seconds and you're like, oh, I'm done now.
But I've enjoyed it so much. Yeah, I work really hard.
Stay a bit longer.
No, yes. It's not about the time that you're in.
It is, man.
It's not.
It's
I get
quantity,
too hot.
Not quality.
No, I just want to. It's worth it. It is worth it.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't smoke. I don't do drugs.
Right.
All right. I don't buy that many shoes.
You're a bather.
I like me baths.
You're a bather.
What I spend my money on.
Hey, fair enough. You enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Grown man rolling around in 6 inches of water. What a sad, sad sight. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Long time listener. Second time emailer, but my first email was shite.
All right, okay.
I should probably find it, but anyway. I was listening to your most recent episode where Chris got sad about pigeons' feet and Rosie said she always wanted to ring the RSPCA.
Fucking hell, man. Oh, when I hear stuff like that, I can only apologise. I can only apologise to everyone listening. I'm so sorry.
I thought I would share the tale of my pigeon rescue mission.
No.
It's like highlighted a memory for her.
No.
I was listening to your most recent... Oh, I've just said that. Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Tell you what made me sad, actually.
What?
So we're getting solar panels fitted.
Oh, and Captain Planet's finally getting these dreams come true.
So happy. We're getting them. You've got to get them bird-proofed, so you've got to get mesh put around them, or the pigeons, go and live under them. And
Well,
I said the same. I was like, I need to get them bird-proofed. I'm not having fucking pigeons in them, blah, blah, blah.
Does it kill the pigeons?
No. The guy went, oh, they just like to get in underneath them because they're nice and warm. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh, fuck. I was like, I feel really bad now. And just as he said it, there's a pigeon in the tree. He went like, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but you...
Don't hurt the pretty lady.
You do me tits in, man. Yeah, nah, you'll do me tits. I'll be here, he is under them. You'll be doing me head and you'll probably break them. We're putting mesh on them, lads. I'm really sorry. I don't know why I'm saying it as if all the pigeons are listening. Hey, pigeons, sorry and all that.
You're going to feel sorry for this pigeon, but actually when I'm walking down the street or a pigeon flies out, you know, I hate them.
Oh, I was in King's Cross. We were in King's Cross Station the other day and one flew right from your head in front of everyone.
Rogue.
I was nearly sick.
Yeah. Anyway, listen to this. For some context, I live in a top four floor flat with my boyfriend in southwest London, and the spare room has a large window out on the balcony. Well, la-dee-da. All right. Sounds nice.
Sounds lovely. Well done.
In summer 2023, I woke up to find blood smears on the window overlooking the balcony. I didn't think much of it. I thought it could have been the poo of a bird that had eaten a lot of red berries. Would not be my first thought, but that's fine. At this time, I was working from home completing my doctoral... Is that right? Doctoral thesis.
Doctorate, yeah.
So they're going to be a doctor.
Depends what it's on. You can be a doctor in anything. You can be a doctor on... You can be a doctor of fucking mud.
Right.
Depends what it is. What's it on?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
And I sat adjacent to the balcony door. I don't think it's on birds because she would have known about...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if doc... Well, yeah, maybe a doctor.
Doctoral thesis, must be.
Yeah, maybe. Or would it be a PhD? Because that makes you a doctor. But then she'd have said, yeah, it might be.
Who knows? Listen, I couldn't do one, so hey.
Oh, God,
good on you.
Yeah.
Clever clogs.
Well done.
It was then that I spotted a pigeon on the balcony, hobbling around and dragging its wing.
Oh, God.
It was also covered in blood. Oh, the God. Poor thing.
It's fucking, it's nosediving into the window, isn't it? It's done a banger.
Clearly. I did not have a clue what to do. I called my boyfriend at work, who asked around the office and said to take it downstairs and leave it for the foxes. I told my boyfriend that I couldn't do that as it would be too sad. He said that the most important thing was to not get attached to it because, after all, it is just a pigeon and that's the circle of life.
You heartless bastard! Leave him! Leave him!
So naturally, I named the pigeon Pebble and I now dedicated my life to making sure he was okay.
I failed my doctoral thesis. With flying colours and Pebble died.
No, he's still alive. He would hobble around the balcony doing stupid pigeon things, like sitting in full sun and panting. They do pant, apparently. And hopping onto our furniture. Like Rosie, I had never called the RSPCA before and didn't even know who to call. Upon Googling, it was apparent that the RSPCA and local vets would not be interested in saving the life of a pigeon with a gammy wing.
Yeah, no, you might as well be ringing them about a fucking wasp.
Yeah. I then found a small charity called London Wildlife Protection. Shout out to them for doing amazing work and not prejudicing against pigeons.
Great.
I contacted them. They told me to put the pigeon in a box and wait for a volunteer to get in touch.
I'm sorry. I couldn't pick a pigeon up.
Well, she is brave. She's done it. After fighting with the pigeon and it suddenly regaining use of its wing and flying into my flat, I picked it up and put it into a box.
Imagine looking out on your balcony and seeing a woman fighting with a pigeon.
Just awful. Oh, I waited and waited for someone to contact me. Finally, at around 6 p.m, I got a call from someone and they said that my closest drop-off point was a 45-minute drive away in North London.
Good God.
There was a much closer drop-off point opening later that evening, but she feared the bird would not make it.
Wow.
I said I would take the bird and could she let me know how the pigeon gets on because I'd grown quite attached to it.
Why, I should have been sitting with it in a box all day.
Yeah. Cut to my boyfriend coming through the door after a long day at work. The pigeon is not fox food. It is in a box in our lounge and I'm telling him we have to drive 45 minutes to North London to drop off the bird, otherwise Pebbles won't make it.
Oh God almighty.
We drove 45 minutes and pulled up and waited for an hour for the guy to collect the pigeon.
Oh.
It was a surreal experience as I was just waiting on the side of the road with a large box containing a pigeon when another woman came over to me and said, "Are you waiting for a bird to be collected too? I've got a magpie." A car then pulls up and this guy must have about 6 boxes already in the back of his car and he takes the birds and then drives off. A few days pass and I haven't heard anything about Pebble.
Aww.
I messaged the guy and said, "I rescued a pigeon and you collected it from me the other day and I just wanted to make sure he was okay." His reply, "What pigeon?"
It'd be better off. Christ, man.
What a waste. To this day, I have no idea if Pebble is okay. But more of the story, Rosie, calling the RSPCA or other similar charities can be quite stressful. Found out with the seal.
Moral of the story is you didn't want to do your fucking thesis, did you? Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. First off, last year I was working on a TV show called Robson Green's Weekend Escapes.
Oh, nice.
I was absolutely buzzing to find out Rosie was a guest on one of the episodes as I was dying to tell her this story in person. However, the week that episode was filmed was the one I had off.
Oh, oh right, okay.
But probably for the best, as I reckon the staff at the BBC would have been traumatised hearing a runner tell the following story to a celebrity guest. Sorry I didn't get to meet you.
Playing fast and loose with the term celebrity.
I know, but I will take it. Anyway. My nana has always been a big dog person. She gets up... Why does that sound weird?
I didn't think person was coming on the end. My nana has always been a big dog. I don't know why. It was the pacing. It was the way you paced it out. I didn't know where it was going.
My nana's always been a big dog person.
Oh.
She gets up early every morning and walks her dogs on the beach when it's nice and quiet.
Lovely.
Beautiful. One morning, though, she had a bit of a tummy issue and had the sudden urge to pop to the toilet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, miles down the beach, that was a bit of a problem. With over an hour walk back to the car, she knew she was in trouble.
Oh, man.
So she looked around to make sure nobody was there. Mm-hmm. And as any sane pensioner would do, she popped off into the sand dunes, dropped her trow and took a shit.
Wow.
They've lived through the war. Oh, no, they don't care.
Can't imagine trying to knock a shit out while your dogs are running all around you. Then again,
they probably would eat it,
but they probably stare and go, ah, how do you like it, eh? Eh? Staring at you while you have a shit. Oh, the dogs will have been buzzing. Everyone, look at it, lads, stare at her. Look, stare at her. Right, now let's go and pick it up.
I've said this before. There's nothing grimmer in the world than just walking past and somebody with a dog or driving down the street and just seeing a dog, a shit coming out of a dog's arse.
Yeah.
Just, hey, wait.
Every time I round a corner.
Good morning.
Every time I round a corner, there's a dog just shitting. Every single time.
It's just gross. We're not dog owners, although I know I do think one day we will get one.
I'm counting the days till I get a dog. As soon as the kids don't want cuddles anymore, it's dog o'clock.
I agree.
I'm telling you.
But I'm not looking forward to picking up shit. I'm just really not looking forward to it at all.
It's part of it. You got
to
do it.
Just waiting for them to knock a shit out. This is totally off thing, but I shared a video not long ago and the bloke did this video on Instagram and it was toddlers having a shit. It was just this bloke stood in loads of corners of the room
and there was
a massive like bulge in his pants. Just turned away from you with like an arm up. Just when they've got that massive shit package in the... Oh, God, gross.
So glad our kids are toilet trained now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God, holiday?
Yeah.
Holiday, no nappies?
Very good. Very exciting.
Get in. Anyway, she's had a shit.
Yeah.
Right. Once she was done, she grabbed a poo bag and picked it up. She's not an animal.
Respect.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an animal. She's shat in a sand dune. She's an animal, but carry on.
I love her. She's a pro. Continuing her walk along the beach as if nothing had happened, she ran into one of the regular dog walkers she knew who was on his way back to the car. After stopping for a conversation, he offered to take her poo bags back with him to save her carrying them the rest of the way. Yeah. Obviously, she said no, but he insisted and took them off her anyway.
How could you? No, I want to keep it. I like carrying it. It keeps me hands warm.
Yeah, she was traumatised. Thing is, there's no bins at the car park on the beach as it's private land.
Took it all.
So the poor man would have had to throw my nana's shit-filled bag in his car and drop it off at the exit, which is a 10-minute drive down a country road. That's upsetting.
But he'll never know. He'll never know.
But that's upsetting that you've got to put the shit in your car and then take it somewhere.
It's part of having the dog in it. We've done it with the kids. You know, you bag that shitty nappy up and you take it. It's your kid. It's your dog. Honestly, you're going to feel different when you've got your own dog.
You're going to feel different. I know. A few weeks later, she saw him again. And as always, he'd offered to take her poo bags with him. Only this time, joking to her, not as heavy as last time. She's never been back to that beach since.
Really good.
Please keep me anonymous, as my dad listens to the podcast, and it's only me and him who know about this.
That's really good.
Well, his secret is safe with us.
Really, really good. That just knowing, like, and it's a one of them beautiful moments where he's got no idea, and she's just going, "Yeah, he's just carried me shite off."
Yeah, love that. It's a nana as well.
Fantastic.
Respect.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do 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 do. Thank you, as ever, for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please follow or subscribe or whatever the hell that is.
Like, follow, subscribe.
Yeah, all of that stuff. And we'll be back in your ears next week. Bye!
Bye, everyone. Have a lovely week. See you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.